Welcome to SEC Unfiltered, home of the best SEC content on the internet. The following is brought to you by our friends over at Prize Picks. Go download the Prize Picks app or go to prizepicks.com, and when you do, use the promo code SECU to receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks is the simplest fantasy game on the market, focused around prop total entries. You pick 2 to 6 players, and you can win up to 10 times on any entry. Prize Picks has no sharks, optimizers, or mass multi-entry guys. It's literally just you against the projection. They also allow mixed sport entry. So, for example, you can take the over on LeBron, parlay with the under on Mahomes. They've got college sports, pro sports, literally anything and everything you can think of. They have got it over at Prize Picks. They also have a slick, easy-to-use mobile app, both on the App Store and Google Play. They're rated 4.8 stars in the App Store with rave reviews as well. Guys, so many fans and listeners of SEC Unfiltered have made tons of money with our friends at Prize Picks, and you should as well. So again, go download the Prize Picks app or go to prizepicks.com, and when you do, use the promo code SECU to receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100. Be sure to check them out and tell them that Chris from SEC Unfiltered sent you. Let's get it.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hello, everyone. I'm Blaine Gilmer. Welcome into SEC Unfiltered, the best SEC entity on the internet. Today, we continue our underrated series as we talk about the most overlooked, undervalued, maybe underappreciated, and yes, underrated player on each SEC team as we go throughout the conference here. We started off with Oscar Delp at Georgia, that tight end position. That is so valued in college football today. And with Brock Bowers leaving, him stepping in there and becoming the tight end. Now they have somebody coming in from Stanford and Ben Jurcek, but we're going to go with Oscar Delp for Georgia as the most underrated for the Dogs. But today we turn our attention to from the Dogs to the Vols as we're talking about Tennessee and seeing what Josh Heupel's team is bringing to the table this year. There were lots of candidates. I've sought out opinions and tested out the waters with the Tennessee fan base and talked to people online and then just reviewed film and looked at numbers and stats and everything for myself. And I kept coming back to one guy. But before I reveal who that is, I want to talk about, you know, some of the other candidates out there. Ricky Gibson is a guy who really stepped up and kind of started to come into his own in the secondary. And with a lot of guys leaving last year, thought, hey, maybe he's a guy that's being overlooked a little bit or maybe underappreciated because so many guys left and he's still there. And he's going to be a guy that provides some stability going forward. Javonte Spragans is a guy who I thought about at the offensive line at the guard position to be able to say, he's just been around so long that maybe people take him for granted a little bit with some of the transfers they had go out and then they've got new transfers coming in and Zalance Hurd and different guys like that. That was an option. I thought about going that way as well. Thought about going in the wide receiver room, maybe with Caleb Webb. I think he gets overlooked sometimes when you have all these guys like Brew McCoy coming back, when you have Chris Brazel coming in, we have Donta Thornton still there. When you have Squirrel White there, I think guys like Nimrod and Webb get overlooked at times a little bit. I could have went with the tight end position, a position that just year after year has become more and more productive under Josh Heupel. You know, you got Ethan Davis, who's been there a while that had to deal with some injury stuff early on, but he's going to start coming into his own. And then Holden Stays is transferred in. Not a ton of talk about him, maybe as much as there should be, but ultimately, guys, when it came down to it, there was one player that I kept coming back to, and that was Cam Seldon, the running back from Virginia that is going to be a sophomore this year. Played sparingly as a freshman, did get some good carries in the Connecticut game, got some good carries in the Iowa game in the bowl. So we're going to talk about him and how he is the most underrated and overlooked Tennessee Vol going into the 2024 season. But before we do that, guys, we want to share with you our friends at MyBookie have a deal for you. If you use the promo code SECU, you can get up to 50% deposit bonus on up to $1,000 on initial deposit. There's many different ways to do that initial deposit, so you can check that out by going to mybookie.ag today. It's a mobile-friendly website as well. You can use your cell phone as well as a computer, a laptop, so however you want to go about doing it. And with Tennessee going into March Madness and going to be a big, big contender in that, it's going to be more than just the Vols in the tournament run that you want to pay attention to, because every single game is going to have a ton of MyBookie bets that you can choose to be a part of inside of that, whether it's team totals, whether it's the spread, whether it's player props. All of it is there at mybookie.ag. Guys, just go take advantage of that promo code SECU, especially if it is your first deposit, then you will get that 50% deposit bonus. Bet, win, get paid, mybookie.ag. Thank you so much for checking out those guys over there. Now let's turn our attention to Cam Seldon. 6'2", 222 pounds. This is a big running back, guys. This is a guy who has a lot of size, is going to be able to break tackles. He's shown that at different times, the leg drive and being able to not only have the leg drive, but he has good vision. He has the ability to cut laterally, some short area quickness that he's shown. So we're going to dive into that. We're going to show the film here in just a little bit. But first, I wanted to tell you why ultimately I went with Cam Seldon as the most underrated, the most overlooked Tennessee Vol going into this year. And it's because of what Josh Heupel's offense is. People often misconstrue things about Josh Heupel's offense, thinking it's a finesse, throw it around the yard offense, simply because of the spread, the spreads that they have, how far they'll spread you out from sideline to sideline, some of those stack formations, different things of that nature, and also because of the success that they have with throwing the ball down the field, particularly under Hendon Hooker the couple years that he was the quarterback there. So I think people see highlights and they don't watch a ton of Tennessee football, and they just say, oh, well, they throw it around the yard a lot. But at its core, Josh Heupel's offense is a run it down your throat, be physical at the point of attack offense. They want to run the football first and foremost. And it is a deal where, yes, we know that Tennessee has Dylan Sampson this year. We know that he's that workhorse. He's that guy. However, it has been when the offense has been most successful for Tennessee, they have had two or three running backs that are capable of coming in and being able to really just there be no drop off and just one after another go out and be successful in that running game. Jabari Small, Tyon Evans, and Jalen Wright in 2021 all had at least 85 carries that year, with Small 140. You had Evans 81, Jalen Wright 85, and all of them had at least 409 yards. Wright with 409 that year. You had Evans with 525, and you had Jabari Small with 792. Now,
we're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
We'll get to the quarterback run part in a minute on 2021 and 2022. But in 2022, running back-wise, you had Jabari Small was leader in terms of carries with 157 for 734. But Jalen Wright was the leader in terms of yardage. He had 146 carries, but 875 yards. And then Dylan Sampson emerged a little bit with 58 carries for 397 yards. Now, here's the thing about the 2021 and 2022 seasons. You had a quarterback in Hendon Hooker who was able to run the football as well. In each of those seasons, he had over 100 carries. He had 167. Now, I know that includes sacks and different things like that that you take, but he had 167 carries for 620 yards, guys, in 2021. So really running the rock from the QB position. And then in 2022, 104 carries for 430 yards. Compare that to 2023. Joe Milton only had 78 carries on the year for 299 yards. So I think you'll see in 2024 the quarterback run return for Tennessee a little bit. But I also think the reason that you're going to see Cam Seldon be a guy who just really comes onto the scene. Now, Tennessee fans will be familiar with him because I think they're expecting a good bit of him, but nationally around the SEC, he's going to be one of those guys that goes overlooked early. But I think he's going to be up there going from, you know, he only had 25 carries last year as a freshman. I think you're going to see him jump, you know, north of the somewhere between the 85 to 100 carry mark this year. And I think you're going to see him and Dylan Sampson become a two-headed monster for Tennessee. And it's vital, guys. It's vital because at the running back position, injuries, things of that nature. And I don't think that they don't have a ton of experience outside of those two. So really, Sampson, the most experienced guy, he's going to be the leader. But I think Cam Seldon, with his huge frame, guys, anytime you're 6 foot two and you're nearing 225 pounds and you have the athletic ability, the ability to cut, the vision, the ability to break tackles that Cam Seldon has, I think you're a special player and somebody that I, in my opinion, is going underlooked, underappreciated, and underrated by most people around the league. So let's take a look at this film that we have here on Cam Seldon and show you some reasons why we think he is going to have a big year and why he is underrated for Tennessee and Josh Heupel's offense going into 2024.
All right, so let's take a look at this run by Cam Seldon in the Cheez-It Citrus Bowl against Iowa. Iowa, very good defense. What you're going to see right here is a 1-2-3-4-man front, and they're playing this linebacker a little bit wider. Listen, Iowa had two of the better linebackers in the country, so it was impressive what Tennessee was able to do against Iowa. Now, what you're going to be seeing out of Tennessee on this play is you're going to see this guard right here pull this way, and you're going to see this H-back pull this way in a counter play where Cam Seldon, his aiming point actually should be on most counters, teams teach it, it's going to hit actually in the A-gap, or it's going to hit even backside A-gap at some points in time. However, that isn't where this one ends up hitting because the guard gets blown up, but you see Seldon use his awareness and also his speed to get to the outside. So let's watch this right here out of Cam Seldon. It's a really good job with the ball security, driving his legs after contact. Let's watch it from the back end right here. All right, so you'll notice, and I'm going to go here and highlight the guard right here, okay? Number 75, he is going to go here and get blown up by this defensive end who comes in and wrong arms it. And because of that, the H-back, this 34 right here, he has to end up bouncing wider and ends up getting a block on the person that becomes the forced defender. I believe it's this linebacker scraping over the top. And Seldon ends up going from here to bouncing it outside and picking up a nice gain. All right. So here we go. Let's watch this. See the guard gets blown up. See the H adjusts out. Seldon adjusts with him, breaks the tackle, picks up yards, falls forward. So good job. All right, here's run at number two. More of an inside run right here. Not a counter. It's a zone, a split zone where the H-back's just kind of working on the backside of the gap, the backside of the play. So you can see right here on the play, all the offensive linemen are going to be moving this way. So the offensive linemen are going to be working to the right, and this H-back is going to kind of sift this way for just a minute, but then he's going to block back on the backside. Good job by Seldon of pressing the gap and being patient right here on the run. So let's watch this right here. You can see Seldon patient, actually ends up cutting it back, and that picks up a nice gain for a first down for Tennessee. And here we go, another counter play. This time keeps it inside and cuts it back. You would like to maybe see a little bit better balance at the end to pick those, pick a little better knee drive to get the feet up and not have the arm tackle. But you can see right there, watch, in the backfield, makes a guy miss. Now he reads the butt of the block and he has the vision to see, hey, I'm going to cut this back right here. So really nice. He just kind of gets tripped up over some of the feet in there, but could have been a big gain for him. And he had the vision to make that happen. Now this is all about effort and all about drive. All right. This is against UConn where you got a chance to come in and get into the game, straight ahead, zone insert, ISO type play. And let's watch right here. We're going to get this H-back. He's going to just kind of fold in here and be an extra hat. And they're just going to play smash mouth ball because they've got 6-on-6 here in the box. And because of that, you're going to see right there, boom, he's decisive. One cut, gets north, and now he's driving the pile. Great job. Good job securing the ball. So Cam Seldon, a lot to be excited about, guys. And then here's another run where he gets to show off a little explosiveness. We've got that ISO again, but the short area quickness and the lateral quickness that he shows and the vision right here is key. So once again, we're going to see the H-back come in here and you're going to see Seldon follow it, but he's going to see a flash of color or a white jersey come in here and you're going to see a quick lateral movement and then getting north once again. So a really, really nice job by Cam Seldon on this play. So watch him. He's getting north. He's being patient. Boom. He sees that defender come in there, breaks outside. Nice game.
So there were some clips of Cam Seldon showing just glimpses of what he's going to be able to do, guys. And that, like I said, limited sample size, but I'm telling you, you look at reports out there from what he's, you know, did during the bowl prep, what he did, was able to do against Iowa, his attitude coming out of it, what he's going to do this spring and summer going into the 2024 season. I think it's time for Tennessee fans to get excited about the two-headed monster they're going to have at running back. And I think Cam Seldon, most underrated player for the Tennessee Vols in 2024 going into the season. Guys, please leave your comments. Let us know what you think about this. And also, if you think there should be another player that can be considered the most underrated for Tennessee, let us know. We'd love to hear it. Like, subscribe, turn on notifications. Remember, SECU is the promo code you can use at mybookie.ag to get a 50% bonus deposit, initial bonus deposit on up to $1,000. Thank you so much for tuning in. We'll catch you guys next time to talk more Tennessee football, more SEC football, and more college football right here on the best SEC entity on the internet. That is SEC Unfiltered.
Everyone is talking about magnesium. It's all you hear about. But why? What do we know about magnesium? Well, magnesium is the number one mineral that 75% of Americans are deficient in. If you are a woman over 35, magnesium will help you rediscover balance, energy, and vitality. Magnesium supports more than 300 enzymatic reactions in your body, including those involved in hormonal balance. From functional medicine doctors to mental well-being and female hormone experts, we all know that magnesium is the one mineral to improve all aspects of well-being and health. But which one? Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, the trusted choice recommended by leading experts, with 7 best-absorbed forms of magnesium to ensure your body receives the support it needs for overall well-being. Go to bioptimizers.com/balance today and use code BALANCE10 for 10% off. Support your journey to wellness at bioptimizers.com/balance. Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, your foundation to optimal health and vitality.